Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where each time we consider a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Piliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will be your guide through this reading. Let's reflect on Cicero, on Divination 136. Let us laugh at the soothsayers, brand them as frauds and impostors, and scorn their calling, even though a very wise man, Tiberius Gracchus, and the results and circumstances of his death have given proof of its trustworthiness. Here is another error of reasoning committed by Cicero's brother, Quintus, while defending the Stoic endorsement of divination. An error, incidentally, that we moderns commit all the time. Quintus is saying that one reason to believe in divination is because famous and or wise individuals, like Tiberius Gracchus, also believed in it. This is an argument by celebrity, so to speak, and we find it all over modern social media. Celebrity so-and-so says X, therefore X must be true. The problem, of course, is that being a celebrity doesn't qualify someone to speak of anything at all, other than perhaps how to become famous. Similarly with Tiberius Gracchus. He was a skilled politician, and he certainly had interesting things to say about politics. But he was no natural philosopher, and so had no special expertise in the matter of divination. Accordingly, his opinion on the subject shouldn't matter any more than the opinion of the average Roman in the street. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic Meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon, fate permitting. If you like this podcast, please take a minute to give it a good review on whatever platform you use to listen to it. Thank you.